People have philosophy all mixed up with these witticisms, these platitudes. They look through philosophy for safe solutions. And you can take a philosophic textbook that has been down in the local library and has been read by pencil margin scribblers. And all you're reading there are things which they widely agree with, but which they also consider safe solutions. Philosophy, then, is not a study of wisdom. Philosophy is simply a study of safe solutions. Makes it a very low-level activity, actually. For instance, Kant had himself a safe solution. I imagine it's what made him batty. He had a good, safe solution. A lot of things were unknowable. They were so unknowable that nobody would ever know about them. And this, of course, is completely nuts. If these unknowable things can never at any time be sense measured or experienced, how the hell did he know they existed? Well, he didn't. So he made up a fantasy over there someplace called the unknowable. And this made him very comfortable. He could live in the knowable. And this is so general and so forth, you even find it in Dianetics, Modern Science, Mental Health. It says you don't have to know everything in order to know this. Well, that's fine. And that disarms one's thrust into this and the amount of overwhelm. It lets him compartment things and look at things in sections rather than just be overwhelmed by the whole, don't you see? Well, that's an entirely different operation than finding a safe solution, then drawing off into a corner someplace with a safe solution and never looking at anything again. That activity is what you'll find most people engaged in. Now, that safe solution is what we call a service facsimile. That's all it is. Now, you can be a very cunning auditor. You can be a very clever auditor. And sometimes, let me impart this to you on the side, you're going to have to be clever. You're going to have to turn up your genius to a cube level to find that safe solution in somebody. It'll be lying right in front of your face, and you'll feel like a fool when you finally pick it up. But there it was. But to find out exactly what it is, and to use that, and so forth, it's very easy to state, very easy to this. But remember, in the PC, it is extremely altruist, complicated and so forth, even though it's sitting right on top. It's not believable. That's one of the things. There could be thousands of them, don't you see? And it's picking out the one from those thousands. That's what's going to give you the most trouble. And sometimes you're just going to do this on sheer genius and find that you were dead right. And other times you're going to exert a great deal of time and trouble and sheer genius and you're dead wrong. So the final test of it is did it resolve the case? Have I found the service fact? Is answered by, when audited, did it resolve case? If answer is yes, I have found a service fact on case. If answer is no, it didn't resolve case, I have not found service fact. And in the first ones you find, the most you can hope for is that you have found something that moves the tone arm and has moved you closer to finding the service fact. See? So you're always willing to settle for that. Always willing to settle for something that moved the tone arm. Because that, of course, will move you closer to finding the service facsimile. So you're always willing to settle for that. And sometimes after you found two or three of these, and each one you knew was the service fact, but somehow or other this PC didn't go free needle. Actually, they've been very droopy for the next couple of days. You know, it didn't resolve the case. We sure found the service fact on that PC, except it didn't resolve his case. Yeah, I could hear you now sitting around the table in the evening coffee shop saying, well, sure found Joe's service facsimile, you know. Sure found it. It was a very brilliant job. We managed to get these three coordinating lines, and they all crossed exactly in this place, and it was swallowing swords, and he's always thought of that, and so forth. And we got his service facsimile, and so forth, and so on. Joe comes up, and he's looking. Or now he's in total propitiation. Yes, they found my service fact. Yes. I feel terrible. I mean, I feel good. So you see, the test itself, the statement is very simple. And the test of whether or not you found the service fact is also very simple. It actually reads on the meter. If you have found a service fact on the case, the needle will be looser and the tone arm in a more reasonable condition. Okay. And if you finally walked it all the way through to the service fact on the case, it's like all of these extra service facts you've been pulling off it, or something like bands of trees and sod that lie up against the mountain peak, you see? You haven't got the mountain peak, but you sure got a lot of trees off of it. You know, you got some rocks off of it, and it's looking more like a peak anyway. It was just surrounded in clouds when you first located it. See? The test of it in each case is looser needle, better acting tone arm. Okay? So you're always willing to settle for that. Now, the other rule that you come up against here is that which doesn't run on the right wrong when found, you prep check. And that which won't run on a prep check, you run on the right wrong. So you got it coming and going. This is pretty loose. Well, let me say, you look through the PC's folder and you found Peanuts and you found Brothers. And, you know, this is old-time stuff that's been found on the PC, assessments of one kind or another. You found Mechanics. And you found Dog Biscuits. And you found Me. See, this is various things. You know, you dug these up out of his old 212 and his parts of existence, and he's this and he's that and that sort of thing. Well, actually, you could make progress with the case if you just applied this rule. Is just prep check each one. Got it? You could assess the list and take the one with the biggest read and prep check that. And then assess the same list again, because it must have some residence in the case, you see. And whatever else you find, prep check that, don't you see? And just prep check anything you found. See, just prep check it. And the second, that you're not getting tone arm action from the prep check, run. This is awful crude, what I'm giving you right now, you understand? But I'm just showing it. You can take this gun that's developing, that's R3SC, you can just take this gun and point it in almost any direction and birds fall out of the sky, see? It's marvelous hunting, I mean. Case going to make improvement no matter what you do. Well, that which you can't prep check with tone arm action, you could treat as a service facsimile, see? I mean, just one, two, see? So it either prep checks or it runs on right and wrong, see? How would it make you right and make others wrong? Well, a PC, it doesn't do much on a prep check, and it doesn't do much on right, wrong. All right. So there weren't any birds in that section of the sky the gun went off into. You haven't done anybody any harm. You haven't done anybody any harm at all. And this is sort of creeping up on the mountain. You take a layer of clouds off of it, and you cut a couple of trees on the slope, and you bulldoze away an avalanche away from the side of the thing and so forth, and it's looking bigger and starker and so on. More clouds coming off of the thing, you see, and it's getting clearer and clearer to view. Because you can't keep up this type of action without displaying, eventually, the service facsimile. Now, the funny part of it is, even the most obtuse auditor, if he kept up this type of action of assessing something or finding something that had been assessed and prep-checking it, and if it didn't prep-check well, run right wrong on it, see? You know, run the steps of R3SC on it, see? If you, Can't prep chicken. It's obviously turning on mass. So therefore, if it's turning on mass, obviously it has something to do with the service facsimile. So you run the right wrong, you get that out of the road, and so forth. You just keep going at this sort of thing and keep a list of your debris. Of other things that have turned up, maybe, in the process of doing so. And your cleverness will pay off in length of time. The cleverer the auditor, the shorter time he can do it in. This is about the only thing you're narrowing down. But the very, very clever auditor can be too clever. I'm not warning you against being clever. Be a genius, man. Perfectly all right. But you actually can take this case. Now, that's why I started this lecture with the restimulation data. You can take this case, and there is an assessment I'm now going to give you, which is so powerful that this poor guy has the resistance of one dinner party, see? And you're going to present him with the guts of his whole case. You're probably going to spend the next few hours holding his hand. Because the walls keep going, bloom, bloom. Now, I told an old-time auditor who was a guest here today, Mike Pernetta, told him a little while ago. I says, you see, we're auditing the stable datum out of the road of the confusion, so the confusion will flow off. And that's what the flow is on the e-meter. And he went, you see, because he's been taught differently. He's been taught that you don't pull the stable datum out from underneath the PC or you'll get the confusion, see? If you do too sudden a yank, you see? And he turned rather pale when I told him this. So you'll probably be rather pale occasionally. In other words, you can climb this hill too vertically. You can immediately grab the mountain and say, it's gone. See? And the PC's saying, my God, what am I doing in all this mist? Where am I? What is this? What is this? See? Where? What? Oh, something terrible is happening to me. And he feels mass is going this way and that way, and pains are turning on and off. And the end of the room, the boards all look like they're going like this. See? See, with great genius, you just... one mountain less. So you see, it isn't necessarily the wisest thing in the world not to sneak up on the case. But this isn't going to do him any harm, providing you run R3SC on it until it's flat. Now, you do this assessment and drop it in his lap. This is going to be the immediate result. It's got to be audited now to make it all right. So you're going to see periods on PCs when they're not going to be happy about the whole thing. Now, I told you that any PC is liable to say somewhere in the running of service facsimile, one of the tests of a service facsimile, is does the PC say at any time, I'm not quite sure that it is wise to get rid of this. He's going to say that on a real, honest-to-God service facsimile somewhere along the line. That's what he's going to say. Well, you find the service facsimile, he's going to say it all at once. He's going to try to put on the brakes all over the place. Of course, he isn't going to make it. Now, you're not going to do anything very desperate to this person as long as you finish him up. Oh, so he's going to have a few bad days. It's all right. It's all in the business. But you possibly, now let me give you this word of caution, will practice in a field of neurosis or psychosis at some time or another. See? You go into that field. You make awful confounded sure that you unburden the cliffs before you pull the mountain out by the roots. Because that person, by reason of being spinny, cannot withstand the environmental restimulation in the first place. So you've added the processing restimulation plus the environmental restimulation to somebody who cannot stand the environmental restimulation. So, of course, they can't take any. So the only course you can follow with that case, even though he is standing there, and this will be true, he will be standing there nakedly saying his service facsimile. It becomes very tempting. You'd look at some of these characters, and they'll be just saying their service facsimile. You know, it requires very little genius to figure out exactly what the wording is to make that service facsimile there, because you'd be saying so. Now, therefore, the environmental re-stimulation has got to be reduced to some degree on the case. You follow this. In other words, the reduction of environmental re-stimulation should always follow. And you should be able to make good that minimal environmental re-stimulation during processing will occur. Must always occur and continue to occur during a course of processing. You have any environmental re-stimulators present in the vicinity of a psychotic, and you're not even going to get near it, anything, no matter what you know. See, because you add the environmental re-stimulation of processing to, you see, the actual existing environmental re-stimulation, and it guy is already overwhelmed by the environment, so of course he just spins harder. So that's why you must approach this on a gradient. Now, with cases that are just walking about, I don't really give you any caution about it at all, because it doesn't matter to me whether or not these cases go to bed at night and have holes fall in the middle of the floor and various other odd phenomena occur, because they're going to get processed again, and the process will take care of the re-stimulation. It's a ghastly thing to confront. And the better the assessment, and the less the assessment has been approached on a gradient, in other words, the less slopes of the mountain you have processed before you process the service facsimile, why, the greater shock it is to the person. There's plenty of re-stimulation. You've just taken their whole difficulties of this lifetime and done an ectomy on it, just like that. Bang, out, gone, man. There it is, you see, and you leave them with nothing but the confusion. There sits the confusion. And it hasn't any E-meter to bleed through and no auditing commands to guide it off and so forth. So it just starts hitting the PC from all directions. Remember, this PC adopted this because he couldn't stand the confusion. So he adopted a safe solution. A safe solution is always adopted as a retreat from the environmental re-stimulation. Always, inevitably. Therefore, doing a service facsimile assessment doesn't necessarily require great accuracy at first. There have been things found on the case. There's things this guy is worried about on the case. Take some little stable data. R1C type of approach to the situation, that sort of thing. It's very good for the case. And this becomes healing, you see, at level 2 of Scientology. You've got healing now. You say, well, what have you done for your lumbosis? Anybody in your family have lumbosis? What did they do for it? You see? What have you done about them? Any kind of a crisscross that might occur on a valence shift or something, you just get the person talking about it. But it's solutions. You're asking them for safe solutions, stable data. And the more stable data they have put in, the more safe solutions they have put in place about their lumbosis, the less the lumbosis will discharge. So you keep plucking these things out, and eventually the lumbosis will. But of course, when the environmental re-stimulation is too great, no charge will flow off of the case, and you will have that percentage of case which, just by talking about a few things, won't give you a tone arm shift. And that's because this person is already pretty overwhelmed. The environment itself is the overwhelming factor. But let's get back to the other. How do you raise the ability of an individual to withstand environmental re-stimulation? If this is a big factor, as I gave you in the beginning of the lecture, if that's a big factor, how do you raise his ability to do it? Well, you do. You pull his service facsimile. His service facsimile is what, in actual fact, reduces, besides his innate capabilities, which might be different, it's what reduces his ability to see his environment. The more safe solutions he has adapted, the more environmental re-stimulation he isn't as-ising, the more he isn't confronting up to, the less he can confront up to. This becomes a dwindling spiral with great speed and rapidity. So therefore, the thing which reduces his ability to handle his environment, oddly enough, is the thing he has adapted to handle his environment for him. You remove that and you at once increase the individual's ability to handle the environment. Because he's now seeing it, he's inspecting it, might not make him happy, but that's not what we're trying to make. We're not trying to make a happy person, we're trying to make an able person. There's many a lunatic who is quite happy. Now, if you bring about a condition, then, at level 3, where an individual does not have environmental re-stimulation, he won't be interrupting his processing because of environmental re-stimulation, and you will be able to go at level 4 onto the backtrack because he's no longer fighting the environment, and that re-stimulation is not added to his case all the time, and it's that added re-stimulation which can be counted on to lock up his tone arm if he has any fragility of his tone arms. It's this little added re-stimulation of the environment. Environment is too re-stimulative, therefore he can't go on the backtrack. So it's very important that you get that out if you want a smooth, faster run to OT. And now I will let you in on why I have suddenly gone into this line. It's because I want a faster run to OT. I don't care anything very much about whether anybody gets clear or not. That's just between you and me. Make a hell of a lot better human being. It solves neurosis, solves psychosis, makes a guy able, is a fast thing to do. It's not a slow freight through Arkansas. You can make it clear by getting off enough service facsimiles. You can make a stable clear so you don't have to keep apologizing for the fact he's only a keyed out clear because he's going to stay that way longer. You see, and all this is better human beings, and so forth, and that's fine. And it's a well worthwhile state to achieve, and people will be happy with this state, and everything is fine. And just between you and I don't really care about the state at all. I want somebody to be able to hit the whole track. So it's been developed, and I put up the speed of development to cut down the length of time in processing at level 4, which is already a sizable amount. So by reducing the environmental re-stimulation off of level 4 processing, by knocking out the service facsimile, which is what encourages the environmental re-stimulation, we then have enough attention free so that we can go whole track and erase things faster. And we're not always being held up by the guy has a low tone arm case, the guy has a high stuck tone arm. We started to do a GPM. We got a little bit mixed up. We went into the bear goals, and then we got into the helitrobus. Then didn't realize that we were in the invisible picture goals all the time. Now, we don't want that PC's tone arm all locked up because of environmental re-stimulation. See? Session re-stimulation also drops because any difficulty your PC is having in session is actually environmental re-stimulation because the session is part of the environment also. So if he has session trouble and he has rough sessioning and that sort of thing is one of his difficulties, of course, if you delete that off, he can get a lot more done on the whole track anyway. So I'm just getting rid of sources of re-stimulation, don't you see? And reasons of re-stimulation in order to buck into the backtrack and really hit the things that have to be knocked out so we don't have to worry about these other things, you see? That's important. Now, what is this assessment beyond assessment? I see you've all got your paper ready. Put down this assessment. Two or three of you are going to be very surprised. You're going to pick up some folders tonight and find yourself looking at it and say, why haven't you done this? You know, I mean, that kind of an attitude. I'm good at that sort of thing. After I get something figured out, I have no patience with people who don't understand it. Yeah. Anyway, the assessment is a simple one. And we're back into our old, worn-out, creaking technology of listing and nulling lists. And it's if you don't know how to do this, man, you just haven't been around, and I feel sorry for you. But I'm afraid nobody's going to waste much sympathy on you. There are many liabilities you can get into with listing and nulling lists. And if I hear anybody running a parts of existence list, 187 pages... Why, we've got a quiet place over at the other end of the estate where a gunshot won't be found. All. Watch it. Because this just becomes asinine, man. I mean, some people can take these lists and run their service facts crazy on them. Oh, yeah, that's a fact. I mean, just run fabulous response list. How long is a list? Well, a list is as long as it has to be nulled. It's got the item on it, and so forth. And I can see now people fighting dirty needles and listing. And I can see now, well, did they get the service facsimile on J? Did they get the service facsimile yet on J, I'll be saying? And, well, no, they're still listing. Let's see, when was that? Ah, let's see. When did they start listing? Let's see the folder. Oh, well, they started listing a month ago. You'd be amazed I've had this happen. So come off of the corn. Come off of the corn. That's just nonsense. A list is as long as it is necessary to be in order to keep the PC from EIRC breaking because it's incomplete. And it's just a list, don't you see? But so we get into all that trouble. But that's perfectly all right. We can handle that now. Any nonsense that we see about it, I've already given you what the remedy is. Quiet corner of the estate. Because I frankly am tired of this point of randomity. My lists never go longer than about 8, 9, 10 pages with about 20 items on each page. So I don't understand a long list. I don't see any reason for a long list. If your list isn't complete, it won't null, of course, but I've never had to do one longer than that in order to get the thing to null, so I don't understand all this other, unless it is simply safe to keep on listing. So, anyway, you do a list, parts of existence. Now, some of you are highly, you're already rich because sitting right in your PC's folder will be a complete parts of existence list. Probably already been done. Parts of existence. Things sometimes even been nulled. So you do a parts of existence list. And then you null it. And I frankly don't care whether it comes out to 1N, 2N, 3N, 4N, something in that range. I don't care. I don't care if it rock slams, rocket reads. I don't care what the resulting item does, just as long as it expresses itself some way on the E-meter. I don't even care if it is right. As long as the PC isn't in argument about it. That's the one thing that is objected to here. So you do a good workmanlike job of listing. Just try to get yourself a nice list and null it down rapidly and so forth to a point where you've got one item in. That's fine, that's fine. You do that job, bless you. But if it comes out that four were left in and the list probably wasn't complete in the first place and there's a lot of randomity, we'll just do the second step to all four levels left in. You understand? We couldn't care less. It's just as long as the PC isn't saying, but I couldn't possibly. It's because I'm objecting to it, you know? I accidentally put down hoop skirts, and I don't know why I put them down. It doesn't have anything to do with my case at all. It doesn't even answer the question. The auditor said, well, it's what it's in, hoop skirts. Because you're going for a service fact, so all things apply, and basically the individual is very interested in his service fact. Now, the funny part of it is the PCs come close to the mountain and they'll go right on up. They can't stop themselves. But there's a funny zone or area before you get close to the mountain, and they sure bounce off of it because they'll dramatize it. They'll only do what is safe. They'll only say what is safe. And they walk very carefully. You wouldn't get anything mixed up in anything like that. They're walking through life on a tightrope, see? And therefore, you may have to do several approaches, and this whole assessment may have to be done several times. So the accuracy of your first do and the ease with which you can do it or the difficulties with which you do it, I don't care about. Do you understand? You probably already got enough in the PC's folder to prep check or run R3SC on for some time. You understand? But I don't even care if you use that, because nobody here is in a tremulous condition, or just drop the bottom out from underneath him with this assessment. Because if he's too bad off, he's not really going to give you the service factor. He'll give its cousin. And that cousin is just as good as anything else. Now, you got a list of parts of existence, haven't you? All right. And you assessed it, didn't you? And you wound up with 1, 2, 3, or 4 bits in. All right. Dandy. Now, we tried to wind up with 1 in. We hoped 1 would be in. Makes life simpler. And then we take that item that we found, and then we now list safe solutions for it, or safe assumptions about it, or safe decisions that can be made about it. It's what we can clear with the PC. Well, we really want service facts with regard to it. But that's best expressed by safe solutions or safe assumptions. And then you make a list there. And once more, this isn't 187 type-packed pages leading up, because that isn't the processing. That's just trying to find something to process. You understand? So the best of your ability, you get yourself a complete list that is nullable, and it's got a significant phrase or item on it, and so forth, and you get that out. Now, that doesn't mean you've got the service fact. The item there is probably, however, either as close as you can get to the service fact at this time, or the service fact. It's one or the other. So we're going to treat it regardless. Now, we're going to take this item, we're going to work it over. We're not going to do a represent list on it. We're going to work it over. We're going to get this thing chewed on. The final thing that we found out, see? I don't care what it was. Wearing petticoats. I don't care what it is, see? And we're going to chew on this thing until we can get it, till it's a solution to more than that dynamic. We found peanuts on our parts of existence. And the thing to do with peanuts, the safe thing to do with peanuts, was not eat them. That was our item, see? Now, that is the resulting item for the safe solution to peanuts. Not eat them. See? All right. Now, you actually could process this. See, you could prep check it or run R3SC on it. You probably won't be able to prep check it. That's too close in. It's going to turn on mass. It's going to make things pretty sticky. But if you talk about this for a while to the PC, and ask the PC to phrase this up variously, how might this type of an assumption apply to other dynamics? There's anything else that this would? And the PC will have to give you a variation of it. We're taking the parts of existence list now, and we're trying to see if this solution fits any other parts of existence, and how it would have to be rephrased in order to fit other parts of it and peanuts. Get the idea? We're trying to do a subtle adjustment here that throws us into a broader version of our safe assumption, so it applies to more than one dynamic. And if we can do that, why, hurrah, hurrah, hurrah. See? We're probably sitting on a much bigger zone or area of the service fact. This is a way of graduating it up, don't you see? But I told you, it's perfectly all right for you to just process it, just what you found. You understand? But you're going to get very smart sooner or later, and you're going to say, well, what do you know? You know, this fellow says, not eat them. Mm-hmm. Not eat them. Not eat them? Now, let's see. Does that fit to any other part of these dynamics and so forth? Not eat? Yeah, not eat. It fits, yes, actually fits on the first dynamic. Fits on the first dynamic, and so forth. When I'm processing, I always feel like I'm eating my bank. You see, it's just not eat, you know? Not eat. And, yes. Fourth dynamic, you shouldn't eat men. Fifth dynamic, sure can't eat mess. That's the best answer to mess is not eat it, you know? And so forth. Well, you've got it away from not eat them. This is your most elementary address to the situation. You see, this thing is broader. There was just one little flag sticking up. Just one little piece of a dynamic had this assumption on it. But this assumption doesn't actually handle peanuts. This handles the whole cockeyed sweeping lot. And when you've got one that handles the whole lot, man, you're sitting there with your paws full of service facsimile. And if you haven't got it, you've got to audit what you did get. See, you're going to prep check it. You can't prep check it. You're going to run R3SC, or you're going to run R3SC, and if you couldn't run that easily, you know, questions didn't come up, then you're going to prep check it. So you're going to handle what you found. And then you're going to do the whole operation again. Only it's going to be a new parts of existence list because, listen, you prep-checked a part of the service fact. So its lookingness is going to change, so it's going to give you a different parts of existence list. See? And then you're going to move in on that, and you're going to get whatever part of existence you now assessed, and then you're going to take that part of existence, and you're going to list that, you know, safe solutions to it, safe assumptions about it, safe solutions to it, whatever it was you could list that gave you things that sounded like service facts. See? You're going to get that list complete, and then you're going to rip down the line. You're going to take one of those out. There it sits. Now you've got a nice thing. And it says, assuming everything will destroy me. Ooh. Boy, you have hit the bottom of the barrel. Safe assumption. If you don't assume that, something might. And, of course, eat peanuts. Well, that's actually devour. Devour me. Destroy me. That's as close as he came into it. So on your second assessment, he just moved in on the center of it. See? Assuming everything is going to eat me up. That was the service facsimile. You just found an offbeat of it, don't you see? And you keep working on it. You keep working on it and keep working on the PC until you can't make your meter work. That's when you end. Needle gets up toward the middle, and it falls. And the needle, have you seen a needle that is too difficult to set? You can't get it into the set area because it goes. And you can guess about where the TA should be, but really can't make it very well. Now, that's really a free needle. PC sitting there. PC's not worried about anything. But don't think the PC isn't going to worry at some place along this line, because you're going to hit this point on every one of these things that you found. As you walk in on this, if you're doing any kind of a job of assessment at all, he's going to say, oh, I am not so sure. If I get rid of this... No. Now, there's one other thing you must know about this. Is you have sometimes processed something on somebody, let us say, well, let's just use eat, an inability to eat. And you've processed this out gorgeously. See? And the PC is still in a horrible state with regard to it. There's one more step you can do with it. After you finished it all up and the PC, the needle got looser and everything, but the PC... I'm not too sure about this. You've just cut the top of it off, see? So now do a safe assumption about the inability to eat. Or a safe assumption about eating. You understand? You didn't get close enough to the service facsimile. You got the idea? Let's say an inability to eat. Well, actually, I gave you a bum datum then. A safe assumption about eating is much more likely to produce the service facsimile. In other words, this is a flip-flop. He not only used eating, but you only caught up to one portion of it. You understand? And you can work your way through this thing. You can get a better statement of what you just got through running and finishing up. And sometimes you can't get that better statement, at which time, of course, you made it with the first statement. I'm just talking about the adjustments of the assessment. See? You sometimes will get something like an inability to eat. That's a service fact. And it ran. He made people guilty with it. People wrong and himself right, and it all ran out, and prep checked, and everything got better. But you notice the tone arm's still hanging awful, still toward the end of this thing. It ran well for a long time, still at the end of this thing. The PC feels kind of... You say, how do you feel about now the inability to eat? Well, I don't know. There isn't anything for me in it to eat, and so on. Well, you flattened everything you could flatten out of the thing, don't you? Well, you better assume that you came close in on the mountain, and you'd better do a safe assumption about the subject of what you found before. That's the rule. There's some safe assumption with regard to eating that the person could make. You're sort of doing a safe assumption list on the safe assumption, don't you see? Represent. And you get closer into it, and that tears up a lot more ground. Got it? Now, that last one may have confused you. I couldn't care less, because I am not at any moment saying that you must not exercise the highest level of genius in doing this. Look for identification. Look for identifications. That is to say, A equals A equals A. You're doing this prep check. You're doing this prep check on dolls. For some reason or other, children's dolls in this lifetime and so on, dolls. And they say, all dolls are cheap. Or, dolls are always given away. Just watch for it. This is a totally unreasonable assumption, don't you see? If you don't watch dolls, they're liable to attack you. Oh, yes? Completely unreasonable assumption. Draw a little box around it in your auditor's reports. Because you've hit an A equals A computation that leads in toward a service factor. Completely unreasonable assumption. You know why the person's having a bad time in this particular zone. He's just said so. Doesn't resolve, but the person just said so. You'll find out that's a cousin to the service facsimile or dead on it. See? And you keep fooling around, and all of a sudden, well, the PC will come up with it, and you'll come up with it, and you'll come up with it, and the PC will come up with it, and all hell break loose. See? Confusion starts running off and knocking the PC's head off, and the PC can't sleep at night and has to have the light on until you get back and process it again. But that's all expected randomity. This is what's keeping everything in restimulation for the PC, and in taking it out, you get a certain amount of restimulation going. But there's the way you find it, and the formula I gave you of do a parts of existence list and then do a list of safe assumptions or solutions for the item found, and then using that as a service facsimile directly, you will find most of the service facsimiles, or if it doesn't the first time you do it, we'll find the next time you do it. You see, because you can move in on it, or maybe the third time you do it. So you can do this on a crude basis. You understand? Now that, there will probably be other methods of doing this release, there will probably be other material developed on this, but let me invite your own lookingness on this subject and not at any time get over the idea that a certain amount of genius must be invested in it. Okay? Thank you very much.